Watsonville at 6 minutes past noon.
And now, KSCO presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
Here we go for KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg. You're the stars of this program when you pick up the telephone and dial a magic number, 831-479-1080, into the KSCO switchboard. And come along early here and load up the switchboard. We go to work. I don't care what you want to talk about, what you have on your mind. It'll be every bit as important as anything I throw out at you. And you have a vast audience out here, I'll tell you, all of the South Bay of the Great Bay Area. In fact, I had a friend call me this morning an hour ago. They were listening to KSCO clear up to San Ramon on the 680. Over in the East Bay. That means all of Silicon Valley, as well as all the Monterey Bay Area and the South Coast. So come along. Well, look, the controversies, if you want to call it that, still raging over Rush Limbaugh's comments about a lady and contraceptives. And some news on Iran. Some disturbing news I'll tell you about as we go along. And then, of course, I'm always interested in some updates on the neo-Nazi operation of arresting people around the Bay Area and charging them with high crimes and dragging them into federal courts and intimidating and blackmailing them. More of that coming in. But first, the Rush Limbaugh thing. Now, yesterday, I opened the lines and invited anyone who was really disturbed to come in on the air. I think many more than 20 calls there. 24 or so, I think. And in the course of it, I think there were two women. One who was very disturbed about it, another one who wasn't disturbed at all, and the rest of it were men. And all, some of them claiming they were going to boycott, but the majority of them saying, hey, what's this all about? It's freedom of speech. The guy apologized. It was horrible. It was goofed up and what have you. And I agree. I mean, it was really a crude comment. And he attempted to apologize. Many don't accept it as an apology. But I'll tell you at this point, for all these claims they're going to boycott this radio station, KSCO, and others have claimed the same, threatened the same elsewhere, I think whatever he amounts to, he's got about 10 professional boycotters out there trying to sound like they're 10,000. Where are they? Hey, if there's some more of you out there, I want to hear from you today. You know, tell me what it's all about, why it's worth boycotting a radio station. I think the owner of the station, Michael Zwirling, really bent over backwards to try to appease people who aren't even there. He volunteered for a while, I think, as I heard, that he'd take the local advertising off of Limbaugh's show so that no one would be offended by advertising. And who cares? Hadn't been a peep from anybody, as far as I can hear. Later, I heard that maybe after seeing the real substance of this so-called boycott, he said, no, not going to do that. That's what I would say. Hope he does. All right, well, let's go to work on this. Joe and Salinas, you're on KSCO, Santa Cruz. Well, and I guess I should get my act together here and punch your button. All right, now you should be on the air, Joe.
Dr. Wattenberg, can you hear me?
Sure can. Boy, you're coming across loud and clear.
I've been gone from the area for about 2 months. I'm not sure how long you've been on, but when I first heard, I couldn't believe it. I thought it had to be some sort of a mistake. Welcome to the Central Coast. You are a breath of fresh air. I may not agree with you totally on social issues. It's been a while since I've heard you on any other station, but your logic is sorely needed, and thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for the compliments, and I'm delighted if you don't agree with everything. Then we have something to argue about. That's how we learn, isn't it?
Well, just your clear logic on energy sources and the like what you were just commenting on the motivations of people who have no love for Rush Limbaugh, never had, or this station, or the country for that matter. They're just they're just antisocial, anti-human.
Well, let me read a couple of these emails that were sent my way that I think capture this on both at both extremes. Here's one. Rush Limbaugh has broadcast some inexcusable filth before, but he has finally gone too far. And this latest apology means nothing. Effective as this morning, I am boycotting KSCO and every advertiser I can remember hearing on KSCO. Only problem is, no one's heard from him. Now, there was another one over here. Where was it? I'll dig them out here as we go along. There's another guy who just claims that it was clearly an insecure apology. It was laughable. He's going to organize big boycotts. Supposedly a longtime listener, goes on paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. He'll never listen again. I'll bet he's listening right now. Okay. Okay. Well, look, I think you're right, Joe. Maybe we have some more sincere boycotters here coming up. But look, you know, my attitude about the whole thing was, A, I didn't agree with Limbaugh. Two, what he said was crude. He did apologize. And how many of you out there in your life, or even frequently, have said something untoward, crude, rude, thought about it, turned around, apologized, want to get on with your lives? How many of you been there and yet still be hypocrite enough to say it's impossible for anyone to apologize? Huh? Joe, I hope
I've been to city council meetings. Where sometimes I've gone maybe a little bit over the line, try to apologize, and it just goes over my head. It's just a waste because they just see it as a sign of weakness.
Hmm. Well, look, Limbaugh, like many talk show hosts, I've been accused of it, or is a showman, shock jock at times in terms of his commentary on things, but it's many. He's got a tremendous audience that take it as good satire, so... Let's see what happens, but hey, I hope we keep you listening, Joe, and thanks for calling in here. Here's Don in Scotts Valley. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz, the AM 1080 station.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Wattenberg.
How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm wondering if you caught Netanyahu's speech to the, last night to the American-Israeli Foreign PAC or something.
The same group that Obama addressed 2 days ago.
It is the same group?
Yeah. Jewish community, community leaders. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just, if you were wondering, a name, I thought I'd tell you. They both addressed the same contingent at any rate. Okay. Recently.
Well, I didn't see Obama's address to them, but Netanyahu is...
What is it about it? What do you like or don't like?
I like his firmness, his resolve, his clarity on the situation, and his... He is a leader who's not afraid to look at the realities of the situation and make decisions, and that we would be able to have a leader like that.
Well, I have to agree with you. Well, for the most part, I've followed Netanyahu's career and all of them over the years. He was on the front lines, as you well know. He does understand the realities. He's extremely articulate. Speaks better English than we do. Of course, spent a lot of time in the United States. And folks just have to realize they are threatened with annihilation all the time. It's easy for us to sit back and say, oh, gee, let's take our time. The Iranians will never get around to building a bomb. But they know that if the Iranians do build a bomb, the likelihood is very high that it'll be directed at them. And in the case of Israel, you only need one or two to wipe them all out, you see. Now, that's how serious it is to them. Our president has said repeatedly he'll never allow Iran to have a bomb. But I've told the country repeatedly, these people are just plain naive. They think that it takes some great technological capability to build a crude Hiroshima-style bomb. No. Now, let me tell you something very disturbing that happened yesterday. German security services, I read one in German, are reporting that they believe that there were some tests done in North Korea in 2010, and that one of the tests detonated a bomb mechanism designed by Iran. Now, let me tell you, interpret a little how much sense this might make. I'm a former nuclear weapons designer in Lawrence Livermore National Lab years ago. Designing the mechanism to bring together a critical mass is one part of the problem. The other part is to get the critical mass of enriched uranium or plutonium. In the case of uranium, it's very easy to make the mechanism. But nevertheless, it makes a lot of sense, if they're designing the mechanism, makes a lot of sense for them to go test it with the North Koreans if the North Koreans provided the fissile material, in other words, uranium, enriched uranium. That part bothers me. That means they're ready with the crude nuclear weapons the minute they accumulate enough enriched uranium, and that's what they're doing right now, and estimates are they're very close to having enough or more. So what do you make of that? See?
One of the things that he said that was very impressive was that he answered the critics of what count the cost of taking care if they got a bomb. His question was, what's the cost if they do get it? And he pointed out that how if they did have a bomb, how it would embolden the terrorists to act. And
I've told you the results from our own think tanks over the last 15 years, time and time again. They have warned it's not a question of if we are hit with a crude nuclear weapon by our enemies. It's only a question of when. If we do not stop them before they accumulate the fissile material. And that means enriched uranium. Okay. Now, and the same reports point out, the chaos it'll create in this country will be 1,000 times more dangerous and deadly than 9/11. Because 20, 30 million people who live on the coastal areas of this nation will try to leave to go inland to get away from being a target. Mm-hmm. And that is what the terrorists dream. They dream of being able to do that. They've bragged about how they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So there are the stakes. And if our leaders don't recognize that, hold your breath. Because none other than, hey, former Secretary of Defense William Perry and others have pointed out, and I was in meetings with them, they pointed out the chaos it would be caused around the world. And in this country, all the financial markets would shut down for some period of time. Your money would be worthless. You couldn't buy things. Your infrastructure will disappear. You know, firemen and policemen and waterworks repairmen will be leaving the same area along with you. So what do you do? Somebody had better recognize Iran has supported the main terrorism around the world. If they have crude nuclear weapons or fissile material, it will get in the hands of terrorists. The terrorists are suicidal. They'd like nothing better than to detonate these bombs in our harbors. And you take it from there, huh? All right. Well, look, I appreciate your comment, Don. Thanks for calling. All right, we have Joe in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz, Joe. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, and you got to turn your radio down. That'll drive you nuts, Joe.
I'm sorry, I'm not Joe, so I...
Well, I don't know who you are. It said Joe, and I punched you up here. What's your name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, okay, Cheryl, let's talk to you, huh?
Okay, I was calling about the Rush Limbaugh thing.
Please.
A long-time listener of the station, especially got me listening, was Rush being on your channel, a small business owner in Santa Cruz. And I heard the comedy made on the show. And I tell you, when I was listening, what he had was the woman doing the testifying before the Senate. And I kind of had the same feeling myself with a 30-year-old woman in college saying that she does $3,000 worth, eats $3,000 worth of birth control paid for by taxpayers for free, and when it's free already and stuff. And so it was just kind of ironic. He is an entertainer like Bob Meyer and stuff, but people kind of forget. And I think that this is just an example of the, you know, people on the left kind of that don't like him, never have liked him, won't like, and have looked for any excuse to try to yell and scream and get him off the air. And this time he got a few people that were advisors or advertisers to back off. And those people, I think, are already getting kind of are a little bit regretting it. I know Pro Flowers is. I think they've gotten enough. It's a two-way street. I already contacted them. I use.
Oh, you mean Pro Flowers backed off from the Limbaugh program?
So. No, I think they kind of regret because they said we'll be. They told me they're going to be reviewing it.
Yeah, Joe. I mean Cheryl. You know, I'll make you a bet. I've seen this so many times in the past. Boycotts against liberals, boycotts against conservatives, boycotts against shock jock. You know something? They're all back advertising in a few months' time. You know why? Because these guys have a big audience. That's all. It's that simple.
Yep. And he has one of the biggest on radio, and I use a lot of his advertisers, and I contacted Pro Flowers. Not going to use them again. I contacted Carbonite. I have them, and I'll be discontinuing it. And I contacted Comfort. I own three of their pets.
I guess you have every bit as much right to do that as these people threatening to boycott KSCO.
I look at it as they must not care for me as a person who finds their product.
You're entitled to your opinion, and I take it you're not going to be boycotting KSCO then, huh?
Oh, of course not. Not unless Michael goes ahead and does, you know, something like takes him off the air.
All right.
Then I have no reason to listen.
All right. Well, thanks for hearing the other side and your voice here. Thanks for calling. And we have Kathleen in Monterey. You're on KSCO 1080.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
I was on your program a couple of days ago, and I just told Rosie how I brought her name into it a couple of days ago. This is about Rush Limbaugh. The comment that he made about the lady being a slut is the culmination of things that he has said, not just about women, but about a lot of people. And that's what's made a lot of people mad. It's time to clean up his act. If the lady, as I said, around tax time, fills out the necessary papers and pays her taxes, that doesn't make her a slut. That makes her a taxpayer.
But wait a minute. I'm a little mixed up here. Are we talking about taxes or the lady asking for free contraceptives to support her sex life? Which one are we talking about here?
She was called a prostitute because she wants to be paid for her sex.
Yes, I think that was Russ's main point there. I don't know what it has to do about tax time or anything else.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. The other thing I was going to say about his comments was the comment I made about an incident that happened a couple of months ago. There was an incident that Rosie brought up on her show about a 95-year-old lady during the Occupy movement was sitting with a bunch of people on the ground. She wasn't doing anything. And that group was doused with pepper spray, and she was just soaking in it. And I thought it was horrible. About a couple of days later, Rush Limbaugh brought up a comment, and I'm pretty sure it was about that incident. And he said something like, "Who did they think they were? They asked for it." And I was appalled
by his
comment.
Yeah, I think you have every right to be. Did you tell him or send him a letter or... You don't hear me defending Rush Limbaugh. The things you don't like, fine, then you say them as you did. You came on the air here and you told folks about it. You've done it again here now. That's your right. That's how most people will respond to others who say things they don't like. But if you want to get into threats of boycott, that's a different story.
It's the one thing that you brought up, which I forgot. If people turn his show off, it affects your show after.
No, it doesn't bother me any. Come on now. If you had any idea what I've been through and what I've heard from others compared to Limbaugh, Limbaugh's a pussycat, okay? But, take care, and I appreciate your call here on KSCO.
You.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your opinion. Your number, the board's filling up here. I need you, though. You want to use this talk radio, you better come along and use it. 831-479-1080. And believe me, your voice is being carried over a region of some of the most important creative people in the world. I came to know on talk radio over many years on the West Coast. Delighted to be here. But you use it now, if you want it. 831-479-1080. I'll be right back.
Spring is just around the corner, which means it's time to get your RV and trailers ready to roll. Hi, I'm Rena Mills of RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center with over 36 years of service to the Central Coast community. In addition to RV repairs, our qualified staff services and maintains boat, horse, and utility trailers and toy haulers. We also restore vintage RVs and work hand-in-hand with all insurance companies to ensure your RV is restored to its original condition. Get your RV and trailers ready to roll into spring with the help of your friends at RV Service Center. You'll find us easy to reach and easy to use at 2525 Mission Street, cross street of Mission and Swift in Santa Cruz. 831-427-0881. Again, 427-0881. Or you can email us at rvscsc.com.
I've been talking about Sleep Number for a while now and how much I love my bed. My goodness, it's made such a tremendous difference in the way both Celeste and I sleep. My Sleep Number bed is up there around 100. I like it nice and firm. Celeste, 80 or so. What's great about the people at Sleep Number, they're always looking for ways to improve the way we sleep, and they've done it again with a memory foam bed. The all-new Sleep Number memory foam bed is a perfect combination of cool contouring foam and the unique adjustability of the Sleep Number bed. Dual air technology. That's what makes their memory foam bed unique. At the heart of the mattress are two individually adjustable air chambers that allow you to personalize your comfort. It's memory foam redefined. You only get this bed at a Sleep Number store. You can enjoy introductory savings of $400 on the all-new Sleep Number memory foam bed. And right now, during their white sale, you can stock up and save on their exclusive bedding collection. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, but the one you want is on 41st Avenue in Capitola Mall. Say hello to Carlos, the store manager, and be sure and tell him that Charlie Friedman from the Happy Hour program on KSCO is the one who sent you down.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need.
Alex is right. Check it out for yourself. Go to KSCOteam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Liquid Complex Dietary Supplement. KSCOteam.com. That's KSCOteam.com.
Coast to Coast AM, coming to a universe near you tonight.
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM. Wait for it. After dark.
Beginning at 10 p.m. tonight on KSCO.
And we're back to you on KSCO Santa Cruz, the powerhouse AM 1080 station here, beaming from the South Bay of the Great Bay Area, clear down to the Central Coast, all over the Monterey Bay Area, and far beyond that. Your number, into the switchboard, 831-479-1080. Come along, loaded up here. But say, if I want to pass on something to you. If you love radio, you want to listen to this. For more than 30 years, I've told folks about the world's greatest AM tabletop radio. And I mean they are the world's greatest. They're called the CC radios from the Sea Crane Company. Well, Sea Crane now has the latest version called the CC Radio Dash 2. And I want to tell you a little bit about it. It has some of the best AM reception you can buy anywhere, great FM along with it, and it includes the 2-meter ham band, so in any local emergencies, you can find out what's going on. Also has the weather band and the weather alert channels for local weather and emergencies. And it has an antenna called the twin coil ferrite antenna built right into it for picking up distant stations. This portable radio, which plays at home on a power cord, and I'll tell you, it has more performance than the biggest console radio in your living room when you have it at home. You can use it as a portable anywhere else on 4 D-cell batteries. And when you listen to the quality of the audio that comes out of it, you'll know something special. When you pick it up and feel the weight of it, you'll know something special. It has a big speaker tuned to voices. If you love radio or you love talk radio, you will love this one, the CC Radio Dash 2. You can order it for only $159.95, and believe me, you can't buy a better radio for this money. Simply call the Sea Crane Company, 800-522-8863. 800-522-8863. Or you can visit them on their website anytime. Log on to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, and take a look at their hundreds of amazing products. Truly, if you're looking for something special for that very special person, that's where you want to start. ccradio.com or 1-800-522-8863. Hey, Red in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Red, are you there? Uh-oh, we hear a lot of surf in the background. Maybe he went out for some surfing and left his phone behind. Okay. All right, no, Red, we have a wide-open switchboard here for you. Come on, it's your talk radio. You better use it. And I'll bet you've got something else on your mind. As a matter of fact, what I love to do is solve problems. If you've ever had a puzzle, a problem, something you couldn't solve, let's hear it. We'll pull in some experts on anything you can think of. We'll both learn something. I can't answer everything you come up with, but we'll muddle through and think about a little bit and think it out a little bit, and we'll have some fun. Matter of fact, one of my favorites, if any of you are interested, and one of the saddest things are all the folks who dropped out of algebra when they were in high school. Oh, it was too dull and dry, too difficult, they can't do it. And yet they cut themselves off from the whole world of technology that dictates so much of what we do and most of the jobs in the world now. And yet algebra is nothing more than just a way to think logically. And maybe you were bored instantly when they first showed it to you, but, you know, I've proven many, many times that in fact, I've done this. I teach a lot of 6-7-year-olds algebra, and they suck it up. They do real well with it. Understand it quickly. If you want an example, I'll show you. Come along. Ask a question. I think we have somebody coming up here on, yeah, hey, Tony in Seaside. You're on KSCO.
Hi, Dr. Bell.
What's on your...
First of all, I just wanted to thank you. A couple of weeks ago, you were making a comment of how to make your razors last twice as long.
Oh, yeah. Have you tried it?
Wow. What I did is I put it in rice. After I shave, I put it in rice. You know how you said the water is that makes it
sure.
Like it's dull?
Sure.
So
well,
instead of using it twice or three times, it lasted like 17, almost 20 times.
You can imagine there are no Gillette razor ads on my shows over the years when I first started telling the world about that. The truth is, a razor blade, the metal, is much, much harder than your beard. It's not your beard that nicks the blade and makes it dangerous to use. It's the fact that you knock the protective coating off of it when it's brand new, when you first shave, and then it sits there, and it gets in contact with air and water, and it oxidizes. And I remember when I first discovered this, I was a graduate student at UC Berkeley in Corey Hall, practically living in a lab for about 2 weeks to get a project done. I had my shaving kit and everything there, and I happened to have a microscope. And I was curious once in a while, you know. I thought to myself, hey, now, doggone it, that steel in that blade's a lot harder than my beard. How come it's My beard's nicking that one. So I put the little blade up and set the microscope up, and every hour or two, I'd go over and watch it. And you know, over a period of about 24 hours, I actually watched the little pit starting to develop on the edge of that blade. Bingo, it dawned on me. Well, gee, I could use a new razor. And if I just stick it in something where it doesn't get in contact with water or air, where it doesn't oxidize, it should stay sharp. Sure enough, I found some oil. And I would just drop the razor in the little cup of oil. Last a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Is that what you found out?
Yes, sir. Well, oh, man, you're smart.
Well, no. I mean, it's well known. I just kind of discovered it on my own. Now, many folks have suggested things they've used over the years. And I'm trying to remember one of the smartest ones, a guy.
I use rice.
Just plain rice, huh?
Just dry rice. I just stick it in a rice thing, and it just sucks all the water out.
Well, that'll dry up any water around. You know, something else is even quicker is rice dust. Hard to find, but boy, it is really dusty stuff that sucks up water.
I had a question to ask you, Dr. Bell.
Yes.
And they're just curiosity. I don't really go on the internet that much, but I was reading somewhere on the internet where this guy went through the whole Obamacare, and he pointed out the chapter and exactly what page that it's yeah. true that he said by March of 2013 or 14 that they want all Americans to be, I guess. Put chips in them? Is that true? And if it is true,
hey, I have to tell you, Tony, I don't know. I haven't read it. It was such a mess. Congressmen admitted they signed it, never read it. People have come up with things. They all admit there are many things that have to be corrected. I don't really know, but I find it hard. A lot of that stuff hard to believe. But I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it because every idiot around threw something into that bill. There are things about it I think are good that are well spelled out. I've seen a little of it, and there are parts of it I think really need to be corrected or eliminated, but I can't answer your question.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Hey, well, if you get one, though, that I can, call me back, would you?
Okay.
Oh, I know what the stuff was one bright guy told me about. It worked real well. Have you ever seen PAM, the stuff you spray on your frying pan?
No.
Well, you can buy it in store.
Pam, yeah.
PAM. You spray it and you find it. One guy claimed he kept a little can of that in his bathroom, and he just sprayed the edge with that after he was through, and it lasted. The razor blade was going for weeks thereafter. Huh?
Wow.
All right. Well, hope save you. Hope.
Man, when you know more about this stuff, you know, people like me don't really know. Let us know if you can save us money. Let us know. I'm listening.
You want to know one of my favorite tips?
Sure.
You have flashlights around. Everyone should have them for emergency purposes. And invariably, when you need it, when it's sitting around for 6 months or you pick it up and the batteries are dead, right?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Don't do that. Do what I learned when I was a kid up in the mountain cabin. Old timer taught me. Anytime you have a two-battery flashlight, you know, two D cells, unscrew the top, take the top battery, turn it upside down. Now, the net voltage across the two batteries is zero. So there'll be no leakage current through the switch or anything else to deplete the battery. Put the lid back on, leave it loose so it reminds you you have to take it off and turn the battery up. 3 years from now, you can pick that flashlight up, tip the battery over, and it's ready to go. Huh?
Wow. Thank you, brother.
All right. Try that one.
Okay.
Take care. And let's see here. We have Catherine and Aptos. You're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Wattenberg. I have a question I think you can answer.
Let's hear it.
We have DirecTV and TiVo and things for recording television programs.
Yes.
Is there anything like that for recording radio programs?
Oh, yes, but they've sort of gone by the wayside. But if you go to Radio Shack, you can still buy old cassette tape recorders. That's the most direct thing to do. Yeah, you really like something like the TiVo where it has a hard disk in it.
Yeah.
Well, you can use the TiVo for that. If you look at it, I think it has some audio inputs on it. And just forget, the video. You get a blank video, but you'll get the audio.
From a radio.
Yes, a lot of radios have an output jack. You have to get a little cord at Radio Shack or someplace. If you take the headphone, you know, the headphone jack. Get a little cable to go in that, little double pin micro jack or something. Go in that and find one that goes into your TiVo. And just turn the TiVo on and record the audio.
Perfect.
I mean, you probably have to pick some program, TV program, for it to record. But I would bet if you plug in external audio, the audio will get recorded instead of what was with the TV program. Then don't look at the TV and listen to the audio. Huh?
Sounds good.
No, but you can also buy these if you go into Radio Shack, little disc recorders. Lots of them around now. Trying to think, they're called little MP3 recorders. Oh, I know. Remember the Sea Crane Company I told you about, the radio a minute ago?
I know them well. I have one of their radios.
Call them. They have one of the neatest things that does your job, a little expensive because it's an overkill. It's called the CC Witness.
Okay.
I have one in my car. You can record radio stations. You can record audio. You can put 1,000 songs on it. It's like an iPod, you know. Only for MP3 audio recording. But you can plug anything into it, and it also has a microphone in the front, so if you want to record a conversation or a conference or something, you just plug it on, set it down. Does a great job. There's one right there. Huh?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
Called the CC Witness from the Sea Crane Company. 800-522-8863.
I got it.
Hey,
okay,
well,
thank you for calling.
Thank
you very much.
I want to hear from you some more. All right, your number into the switchboard. Full hour to go after this. You want to load it up? 831-479-1080. I'll be right back.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Spring is just around the corner, which means it's time to get your RV and trailers ready to roll. Hi, I'm Rena Mills of RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center with over 36 years of service to the Central Coast community. In addition to RV repairs, our qualified staff services and maintains boat, horse, and utility trailers and toy haulers. We also restore vintage RVs and work hand-in-hand with all insurance companies to ensure your RV is restored to its original condition. Get your RV and trailers ready to roll into spring with the help of your friends at RV Service Center. You'll find us easy to reach and easy to use at 2525 Mission Street, cross street of Mission and Swift in Santa Cruz. 831-427-0881. Again, 427-0881. Or you can email us at rvscsc.com.
Hi, Jacoby here, host of Raising the Standards, right here on KSCO Saturdays, 3 to 5 p.m. Tune in and join me, Rachel, my co-host, our buddy Rick, and some of the most interesting folks in the world as we chat and play the best music on the planet. And remember, if at some point during the program you're not offended, well, you're just not listening. Raising the Standards, Saturdays here on KSCO, 3 to 5.
Watching. Hey, we're back to you on KSCO and Talk Radio. It's all yours when you use it. It's all yours when you use it. 831-479-1080. I'm Bill Wattenberg here. And, hey, I'm sure you've got something you've always been curious about, some puzzle, some problem you want to solve. That's more fun, actually, in all these worldly things once in a while. But I will tell you a little more about Iran, what's going to happen this next hour, and how your life's going to change in ways you never dreamed if we don't get something done, all right? Harry, where, let's see, who's first up here? No, Don and Soquel, you're on KSCO. You're next up here, Don.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to see if, could you explain to me why everything seems to be going up, but we never hear anything about inflation?
Well, there is inflation all the time. It's a constant process, if you look at it. Imagine what pay everyone gets today and what goods cost and so forth. Everybody wants a little more, don't they? Every time there's a negotiation, the unions will want a little more money. That means the cost of making goods, at least the stores can say it's costing them more. So they'll raise the price of goods the next thing down the line. And then come full circle, the workers will say, working people say, well, now the goods cost more, so we need more salary. So it's an endless process, been going on forever. I smile when, well, you know, you want to know what the inflation rate has been for the last 40 years?
Yes.
It's on a sign. You drive by it all the time on the highways. It dawned on me a long time ago. Very accurate. You know what it is?
No.
It's a Motel 6 sign. You know, back around around 68 or 72, Motel 6 meant $6, didn't it?
Right.
What's it say now?
I don't know. I haven't seen one.
It says, last time I looked, it was $39.95. Well, about 6 to 1. Right. That's how much your money is, a dollar is worth only one-sixth of what a dollar was worth then. Or a dollar then was worth six times more than it is now. Or simply, things cost you six times more. Well, think about a lot of things, huh? How about a car? What did a car cost you in 70, see? What did a quart of milk cost you in 70 and so forth? Well, that's inflation. And it is happening. Is inflation continuing now? For a while, people thought there'd be deflation because of the recession, and no one was able to buy goods, but it didn't slip much. Yep. But right now, in the last couple of years, I know you're paying 15% more for food. They're using up a lot of the corn for ethanol, which is a fraud. And then they're making you pay for, it'll soon be $5 a gallon for gas. And your government, this is deliberate, by the way. This government is deliberately doing this. The Secretary of Energy has wanted it. He said it. The administration has wanted it. They know they could have opened up resources in this country and kept the price of oil down. They didn't do it. And so here you are.
Yeah, we're in a mess.
Well, okay. Take care, Don. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
And let's see. Gil and Seaside, you're next up here on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I just real quickly to tag on to your last comments, you know, it's seems like it's Ron Paul is the only one that that calls inflation by its real name and calls it a tax.
Well, sure it is. It takes away your buying power, and that's what a tax is, when they take away real money from you. But if they make your money worth less, that's a tax too. Cruel
that's
one
right.
in many cases.
That's right. Yes. Anyway, my call. Is a question. Years ago on KQED, I used to see these wonderful line, what do they call them, animated line drawings that would actually be the embodiment of an equation, and they would animate what was happening,
mm-hmm.
and the lines and the figures would be made with the numbers, and they would and actually spell out, show you physically what was going on.
Sure, no, it was a clever way. I remember seeing things like it was a clever way of teaching arithmetic to young people,
well,
or anyone.
Especially higher math equations, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know they were able to explain Bessel functions and things like that, or linear algebra that way. But I know they did a pretty good job of conveying rules of arithmetic anyway, and quantities.
Well, my question is, and I don't know how much time you actually spend online.
Well, what's your question? What difference? How much time I spend online? What's that got to do with it?
That's where I was going, sir.
I was alluding
to my question. Yeah, I'm wondering if you happen to know where a cache of those might exist.
Oh, I see. You want to know if? I wouldn't know where to look other than just start searching. Go into Google and start with things like animated characters, animated arithmetic. KQED.
I have actually done that and hadn't come up with anything.
All right.
This call. That's
well. You put your question out. I'll tell you from probably 100,000 or more here. Let's see if any of them know. That's a good point, huh?
Yeah.
We'll take a call here if someone knows where you can find that. And thanks for calling here.
Appreciate.
All right, Harry in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO 1080.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Bell. My question is, around Santa Cruz, I have every once in a while see an electric car. It's actually like a glorified golf cart. And those look like really a good idea because they're lightweight. They're made of fiberglass.
Sure.
They don't get on the freeway. But these new cars that they're trying to push on us, I don't see how those can actually be efficient over gas.
Well,
converting.
Yeah. They're not as efficient as they'd like to tell you, and they don't tell you the full truth. That's the fraud part of all the focus on electric cars now coming from your government. While you're going bankrupt to buy gasoline to go to work, they're telling you the dreams of electric cars. Well, let me tell you a few facts about those electric cars, all right? And you're right. The general public's not buying them for good reason. The Chevy Volt factory is about to shut down, okay? You've subsidized the electric cars that the government has been touting. You've subsidized those to the tune of about $260,000 for every Chevy Volt that's been built. Okay.
Oh.
Now, here's the problem. An electric car that has batteries in it instead of an internal combustion engine that burns gasoline is no different in other respects for going down the road. It takes you from point A to point B, so many miles, doesn't it? And to go a certain number of miles, you need a certain kilowatt hours of energy, electrical energy. That's how electrical energy is measured. Well, somebody has to generate that electricity, doesn't it? They had to generate it in a power plant somewhere and then send it over transmission lines and then charge the batteries in your car. That's the part they never talk about, do they? Well, the power plant has to burn almost as much fossil fuel, in the probably usually the case of coal or natural gas, to generate the electricity to get your car to go down the road 20 miles, as you would have to buy in gasoline to go the same distance. Now, electric cars can be a bit more efficient, but they cost a great deal more as well. The point is, it's not free, you see. And the crime of what they're pushing now is most of the electricity is generated from the filthiest sources of fuel. They say electric cars are going to help global warming, and it's crazy. It's a damnable lie. They're generating the electricity in filthy coal plants half the time, a lot of it in gas plants, which are also putting up greenhouse gases. But in the case of the coal plants, they're the filthiest things around. Now, the Chinese ain't stupid. They've got a big pollution problem over there. They'd like electric cars. They just issued a report last week that says very clearly that the modern small consumer electric cars actually produce more particulate pollution in the air than a regular internal combustion engine car, the most efficient small ones we have now. Okay. Now, how do you make this comparison with all the hype over the electric cars, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they will make sense, as I've said for 25 years, only when we're like France, when we have a massive amount of nuclear power, clean, non-polluting nuclear power at reasonable cost, and we can run the we can run these power plants around the clock, which is what the French do. You see, they're the cleanest industrial nation in the world, and they can power electric cars, and it makes sense. We can't. And but you'll find the same gurus that say, "Oh, gee, electric cars are greatest things since sliced bread. You're really green if you have an electric car." They are the same religious anti-nuke nuts that forced us to build the coal-burning plants. They are precisely the ones who created the global warming. Okay? Now, it is the damnedest form of hypocrisy around. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Electric cars are nice toys for rich people right now, all right? That's why the Chevy Volt isn't being sold. And they make sense for some people, don't mind the investment, and have a driving pattern where they can charge them. But look at all the hype of city bureaucrats falling all over themselves. You were going to put in free charging stations. How long do you think the electricity is going to be free when the other guy has to pay $5 for gasoline, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's the long and short of it, Harry.
So you think it's going to go, they'll probably just fade out?
No, they'll set it at a very low level as oddities and toys. But I'm telling you, until we have non-polluting power plants to produce the electricity, it's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Well, that's going to be 20 years at least.
Well, sure it is, because they're not doing that.
Right.
So it's the same outfit. You've got the environmental gurus saying, "Oh, my God, we need clean energy, green energy, build more windmills." Then the minute they go up there and find out that one of the windmill blades slapped one of their favorite birds, they want to sue the windmill farm and shut it all down, see?
Yeah.
As if birds didn't get killed somewhere else, okay, for other reasons, like other birds eating them, huh? Yeah, take care.
You too.
All right. Hate to spoil you there a little bit with that, but hey, Margaret, in where are you? It says Watts here.
Watsonville.
Watsonville. I'm sorry, I didn't see the abbreviation. You're on KSCO, well, Margaret.
Anyway, I was way back when my kids said this, when the Earth was warmed over. Anyway, in high school, when we had American history, we had to take paper they called the American Weekly. And for U.S. history, and this time, that's when Roosevelt was in, and Stalin, and Chamberlain. They were, thick as three in a bed.
Okay, we have a minute and a half here, so Marty.
At that time, they said that Russia was getting the mineral rights to this uranium, and I hear uranium constantly on the radio now.
Mm-hmm.
And clear across the upper part of the United States, they bought the mineral rights to uranium.
No, I'm saying that. So you think? So
and I was just wondering, and I can't find out if it's still intact.
Okay, Margaret, I can tell you, it did not happen. Okay, the Russians did not buy the mineral rights to the northern deposits in the United States, all right?
Well, see, this was back in the 40s.
I know it was, but in the late 40s, after the Manhattan Project, the Atomic Energy Act took over all these things and controlled who owned the uranium, where it was stockpiled, what have you. So don't worry, it didn't happen. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they may have talked about it then, but it did not happen. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, there may have been a few Russians who invested in American companies that had the mineral rights and mined and refined the uranium, but they didn't own it. So.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
All right. Well, yeah.
Our teacher had a terrible time. She says it won't happen in our day, but watch out.
She was right. She was right. All right, we've hit the end of the first hour here. Your number into the switchboard, KSCO 831-479-1080. Come along, load up the switchboard. I'll be right back with you. This is KSCO 1080 on the AM dial, Santa Cruz.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Leading our news this hour, during his first news conference this year, President Obama talked about a wide range of topics, including Iran. He says Americans and the world need to be very careful about the possibility of war, saying he wants everyone to understand what might be involved.
Those who are
suggesting or proposing or beating the drums of war. It should explain clearly to the American people what they think the costs and benefits would be.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with members of Congress on Capitol Hill today. In a joint appearance after the meetings with congressional leaders, Mr. Netanyahu says there's solidarity in Washington when it comes to support for Israel.
It's bipartisan. It cuts across the Senate into the House. There have been wonderful expressions of support.
More than 400 delegates are up for grabs today in the Super Tuesday Republican primaries and caucuses. Anita Trammell is voting today in Oklahoma and says she'd like to see Rick Santorum win.
I'm thinking Rick Santorum because I want to see how it goes. If he doesn't win now, he's not going to have a chance. So
10 states are holding contests today. Accused Ohio school shooter T.J. Lane appeared before a judge today on charges stemming from that shooting last week at Chardon High, which killed three teens. CNN's Martin Savage reports a funeral was held today for one of the victims, 16-year-old Demetrius Hewlin.
This is the second funeral to take place. Of course, three victims in all were killed in that shooting, two others wounded. Demetrius was laid to rest today. We actually saw the funeral procession go by the main square, which is the heart of Chardon. And it was, a very emotional scene.
And two people were killed at a Jacksonville, Florida school today. Authorities believe it was a murder-suicide involving two adults on the campus of Episcopal School. I'm Michelle Wright. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
This is the Market Watch Closing Bell Report. The Dow down 204 points. The Nasdaq down 40. The S&P down 21 as the Thursday deadline approaches for Greece to complete a bond swap and head off default. Many doubt that it can find enough private investors willing to participate.
Greece by itself really doesn't count for much, but it's mostly because the problems that Greece has might also apply to larger countries, especially Italy and Spain.
Ken Tower, senior analyst at Quantitative Analysis Service. Oil and gold also fell. Crude futures slipped 2% to just under $105 a barrel. Gold fell $32 to $16.72 an ounce. After 3.5 years, Lehman Brothers has emerged from Chapter 11. It plans to begin paying its creditors in mid-April. And Lehman says a new board will guide what is left of the company through the liquidation process. I'm Adrienne Mitchell from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Manta.com here with small business owner Larry Vecchio of Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx.
Be right there.
Okay. With Manta, business has grown 400%.
Seems like 500.
Well, if Larry had a minute, he'd tell you how easy it is to get your free Manta profile.
It's a piece of cake.
And how Manta helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
New customers. Know what I mean?
I sure do. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather, sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s to low to mid 60s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Voters forecast for Monterey Bay, small craft advisory in effect through late tonight. Today's forecast, northwest winds 20 to 30 knots. Wind waves 3 to 6 feet. Westerly swells 6 to 8 feet at 11 seconds. 61 degrees at KSCO, 60 in Watsonville, 65 in Salinas, 52 degrees in Monterey. 5.5 minutes now past 1 o'clock. Time for Kay's commentary.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
How can I not share this gem from an unknown author who must have spent considerable time to research all of the following? To President Barack Hussein Obama and all 535 voting members of this legislature,